With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Authorities have arrested more protesters in the January disruption of a St. Paul, Minnesota church service.
30 additional people are being charged over the January 18th anti-ICE protest at a St. Paul, Minnesota church that led to the arrests of Don Lemon, Georgia Fort, and local activists. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced that most of the protesters were already in custody. 39 people now face charges of conspiracy against religious freedom and interfering with the right of religious freedom. A lawyer for City's church praised the Justice Department for charging more people, saying the First Amendment does not give anyone license to storm a church and intimidate families. Protesters focused on the church after learning a pastor there is also an immigration enforcement official. I'm Jennifer King.
The Pentagon is cutting ties with Columbia, Yale, Brown, and others it accuses of wokeness.
The Pentagon will forbid members of the military from attending Columbia, Yale, Brown, and other universities starting next school year amid a campaign to cut ties with institutions that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called factories of anti-American resentment. Hegseth announced the policy in a video posted to social media Friday, 3 weeks after he said the military was cutting ties with Harvard University. Without citing evidence, Hegseth said the universities have been breeding grounds of toxic indoctrination that undermine military values. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says the United States is talking with Cuba and raised the possibility of a friendly takeover of the island without explaining what that means. Trump told reporters on Friday that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is speaking with Cuban leaders at a very high level, but the White House offered no further details. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 521 points, the S&P 500 lower by 30. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center looks at black families in America.
The study finds that African Americans are more likely than other racial groups to think of at least one non-relative as a member of their family. And black people who are religious are the most likely of all. Pew reports that roughly 60% of black Christians say they have a non-relative they consider family, compared to 53% of religiously unaffiliated black adults. The survey also finds shared faith is a key to who gets to be included in African-American families. Michael Harrington reporting.
It's been nearly 4 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and polls indicate public opinion has remained relatively stable on abortion. 63% of Americans say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, compared with 36% who say it should be illegal in all or most cases. In 34 states and the District of Columbia, more people say abortion should be legal than say it should be illegal. SRN News. President Trump is not happy with the status of Iran nuclear talks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president told reporters he's not thrilled that Iran hasn't agreed to U.S. demands as the two countries hold negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. He said he's not happy, but we'll see what happens after additional talks. Tensions remain high after indirect talks in Geneva on Thursday failed to reach a breakthrough and as American forces gather in the region. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Neil Sedaka, the million-selling singer and songwriter, has died. His many hits included Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, Calendar Girl, and Oh, Carol, a lament for his high school sweetheart, Carol King. Among those covering his work were Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and the Captain and Tennille. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.